Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, July the 1st, 2026, 15 minutes past the hour, live broadcast from the Marion County Fair. Aren't we having fun today? It's going to be a big day here today at the Marion County Fair. Matt Morgan should be joining us momentarily. He's caught by a train, and maybe another special guest this morning as well, I'm hearing, as the morning progresses. Now, all of our broadcasts from the Marion County Fair are brought to you by Poet, and we thank Poet for being our exclusive sponsor for our Marion County Fair broadcast. Now, I see Matt Morgan has just pulled up. Now, do you want to play The House I Live In? All right, since people can hear our music out there, and again, you can leave us a message on Facebook or via email. Feel free to do that. But we're going to play a great song here. It's called The House I Live In, Frank Sinatra. It is my favorite patriotic song of them all. Here we go on WGH Talk Radio. Maybe. It's coming up here. The House I Live In, about to be played on the program here.
America to me, a name, a map, or a flag I see, a certain word, democracy. What is America? I live in a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions. That's America.
All right, and we're back here, WGH Talk Radio, live from the Marion County Fair, and now the guests are arriving. This is a good thing. Host of Voice of the People here on WGH Talk Radio each and every Thursday morning from 10:15 until 12 noon. Always a pleasure to be joined at the Marion County Fair by Linda Sims. Linda, here we are at the fair. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what's your favorite part of the fair?
Oh, gosh. You know, I used to like to watch the Demolition Derby, just walking, seeing all the exhibits and seeing your old friends. You know, school has been out for about a month or so. When I went to school, we got out in June. So you're just hooking up with your friends and going to the Coliseum and all that and seeing what was in there. It was just a fun time, you know. The tractors, used to have so many tractors like parked up front and back here. And we'd play on those tractors, climb way up, you know. That was fun, too. Yeah, I remember that, too.
Now, what is your favorite fair food? Food is a big part of the fair.
It used to be fries with the salt and vinegar. It used to be, yeah. And the red candy apples. I haven't seen those in a while, but those were fun, too, to eat. Yeah, and the fries.
Now, were you a big ride person here at the fair?
Somewhat when I was younger, you know. I remember the Ferris wheel and being up high, but I have a fear of heights, which I didn't realize until I got older, but I'd be up in there swinging, not too often, once.
You know, the fair is a very unique place. It's different than all the festivals and things that go on because it's got a lot of agricultural background.
So true. Animals, you know, which weren't around us because I grew up in this neighborhood. and the smell, you know, horse manure and all that, you know. Yeah, that was, we used to always go through there where the animals were, too, just to walk and stroll through there. I don't know why, but it's part of fair.
You know, it doesn't smell too bad this morning, though. It smells kind of nice here right now. I'm smelling something. Maybe it's your perfume, Linda.
Let's hope so. Wow. It's a sultry, weather-wise day, and the air is very heavy, you know, and it's hard to breathe. Can you imagine? Yesterday was 103 heat index already. It's like, wow. So you have to be really careful when you're coming out like this. But I see people are out and strolling around and enjoying whatever they can.
Now, Linda, do you understand this heat index? Or no, what is it? Heat dome. Do you know we're in a heat dome?
Yes, I do. And you know, it started over in Europe. It was like 113 degrees. And that was like last month, right? And they were sending out warnings then that we would be getting some of that, you know. And they claim that over 1,000 people have died because of that heat index. But they don't believe in air conditioners over there either. So they don't have air conditioners. I guess they just open their windows and let the air blow through. But what I do understand is it's hard to breathe and it's hot. I do understand that.
Now, heat dome. In all your years, have you ever heard of heat dome?
No, it must be sort of like an umbrella. That's all I can get out of that, you know. We're under a heat umbrella, and it's going to be around for until Friday, I think. Friday.
People love to say heat dome, I think. I think those meteorologists, I've never heard of it before this year, but now all of a sudden we've got a heat dome.
It's kind of funny.
I know.
The terminology is kind of funny, but who knows?
Now, Linda, we are on the cusp here of the 250th anniversary of our country on Saturday. 250 years, America. What are you thinking about this year as we approach that milestone?
I don't know. Is America the same, or has it changed, or are we on the cusp of being something we don't recognize, you know? America is America, and it took all of us to make it what it is today, you know, a country to be proud of and to honor and look up to. That has been the mode or we've been under all these years. So I still appreciate my country and honor my country, you know. I try to do my best and, you know, teach my children and grandchildren and all of them, you know, to be upright standing citizens, which helps our country, our country's reputation, you know. So I still look up to America and proud to be an American.
Do you think there is a different feeling that maybe than maybe we would have because of things going on in the country right now?
Yes. It's a different feeling. Of course there's a different feeling. I mean, things are changing. You know, normality, when it begins to change, no one's comfortable because we don't know what the end is going to be, you know. We can anticipate or just say, well, okay, things are changing. It's not going to be the same. How do you govern yourself around that? You know, something you've lived in all your life and expected all your life. Change is hard, but sometimes necessary.
Do you think that we had a call in on Saturday night from Christian Pearson, who's in Washington, D.C., interning for Senator Marcy Kaptur. And he went down to this Great American County Fair in D.C., and he said not many people were there. A lot of people have canceled who were going to perform. I believe now it's down to President Trump, and I think Lee Greenwood's going to be there singing God Bless the USA. Not what we thought it was going to be. There were going to be a lot of big performances, a lot of vendors. And also we've got the reflecting pond, the reflecting pool, which is chipping. It's turned green, apparently, instead of blue. So does this stuff factor in as we approach the 250th?
I think that Washington, D.C. has always been a place that families and people have wanted to go see and be a part of, and that's changing. You know, it's all torn up. So what is there to look forward to when you go there? It's kind of, I don't know, I can't even explain it. I mean, all my life, you know, I waited to go there, and like in my late 40s, I was able to go and walk around and see the mall and the statues and, you know, where the soldiers had died and given up their lives for America, you know, and things that we're used to, like the Lincoln Memorial, you know, that was a beautiful place. I understand things may need to be, you know, brought up to par or up to date, you know, if there's a need. You know, you don't take a house that is standing on good foundation and decide to change the foundation. I don't think you should, but who knows? I'm not the person who's trying to change everything or trying to make a mark on everything.
Do you think it will impact the elections coming up this November?
Maybe.
You know, it's very interesting. We've got a governor's race here, Vivek Ramaswamy versus Amy Acton. Now, last year, over here at the tent, the Republicans have a tent at the Marion County Fair. The Democrats have no showing here. But President Trump had a cutout at the Marion County Fair, and people would get their picture taken with the cutout. Now, that was stolen last year.
Really?
Yes, but this year they have an Amy Acton cutout over at the Republican headquarters that says something to the effect that Amy Acton shut down the county fairs and she quit her job before she reopened them. So I've never seen a Democratic candidate, even though the sign is, the cutout's a little negative, in front of the Republican booth. It's weird to see Amy Acton over in front of the Republican booth here at the Republican tent at the Marion County Fair.
Wow. Well, you know, that COVID thing is so controversial now that it's over, and everybody knows now how it should have been addressed or taken care of way back then. Well, I don't think anybody really knew what to do or how to do it, and I think they went on human instinct trying to keep people safe. After all, there were millions of people that died because of that, you know. And it was worldwide. It just wasn't in America. I mean, and that would be different if it was just here. And you could say, well, they did this and they did that. And they could have stopped it, you know. But this was worldwide. People all over the world died because of that. And right now, today, they're still trying to come up with all this stuff. Well, if they had done this, this wouldn't have happened. And, you know, but you don't know that. You know, you're trying to go back and you know, rectify something, which is, how can you do that now? Oh, but I don't know. It makes me sick. I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, it's an interesting thing, to be sure. We're here with Linda Sims, host of Voice of a People on WGH Talk Radio every Thursday morning from 10:15 to 12 noon, live at the Marion County Fair. Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, also here today. We're so glad of that. We'll be on through 10 o'clock a.m. this morning, and then back here tonight from 7:15 to 8 p.m., and all this brought to you by Poet, and we thank them for being our exclusive sponsor at the Marion County Fair. Well, Matt, how do you feel this morning? Up a little late, got caught by the trains as you were coming here, but you made it.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I'm tired, I can say that much. I was up till, I don't know, late in the morning, I guess this morning.
Now why? Why were you up late into the morning?
I don't know. I just was. I was up for a while, like 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Woo-wee.
3:30, 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Well, maybe that's why you don't get up at 7:30 so easy.
Well, I wasn't tired until I went to bed, you know.
Okay. Well, see, now I get tired a little earlier than that in the evening, and then I have to go to bed so I can get here at 7:30 in the morning. But it's one of those things, you know, it just happens. Now, yeah, that's right. He can run on these fumes all day long. Now the fair. Another thing about the fair is that people love to come out and see people they haven't seen before. Do you like visiting with people who maybe you don't see every day?
Sometimes, for a moment. Yeah, I don't mind speaking to people. You know, I love people. I really do. And I guess that's why I'm on the radio, right? Because I like people and I like to see what they're doing in their lives or where they've been, you know. I like to say, hey, how you doing? Good to see you, right? And it is good to be seen every day if you can, right? That you're above ground, right?
That's right. That's right. And I think that's where we all have to be. But as this heat dome keeps going along, ooh, the heat dome. And do you think that frightens people when they hear that term, heat dome?
Oh, yeah, and all the warnings. You know, people who have certain conditions or lung conditions, you know, you have to be careful, you know, because you need your lungs to live, to breathe. So, and people will stay in. Remember COVID? If we don't remember anything else about COVID, it taught us how to close our doors, stay in the house, order your food, go pick it up, go take it back home, you know, which is a convenience in a way, you know. But, yeah, I think certain people should heed those warnings.
You know, I think it's very fascinating that a lot of people kind of are nostalgic for the COVID time now because they like not having to go to work. They like being able to stay home with their family. They like that life was not so fast. They didn't have to be racing to games and things of that nature. It's interesting that that's become a nostalgic time for people now.
Well, you know, sometimes people don't look at what God's impact may have been in things that go on in our world. And I think maybe we were going too fast. And, you know, he allowed this to happen to slow us down. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we were racing and running and doing this and doing that, you know. But people forget he's still in control.
Do you have a favorite patriotic song?
You know, we learned all those songs in school and had to sing them. I guess I like America and Oklahoma. You know, those songs still ring in my spirit, you know, from going to school, you know. Yeah, and the Lord's Prayer, all that. Yeah. Which we said in school, remember that?
That's right, that's right.
Before we even started class.
That's right. Well, the Pledge of Allegiance still goes on. I think that's nice.
It is, but it's still just a flag.
Well, it is. It is. But I'll tell you, so the flag is very special to people. Very symbolism is important for people. And when they see a flag, they love that.
Yeah, they do. That's all that's left of what our rituals that we used to do, you know, growing up and things like that. So that's the thing that has lasted is the flag. You know, it's our symbolism. And the eagle, hopefully that's still around, you know.
I mean, you know, I've noticed that a lot of people are decorating their golf carts red, white, and blue here at the fair.
Oh, this is in commemoration of our 250th anniversary, our birthday. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. 250 years, we really are a young country.
For sure. And I was thinking, wow, hasn't it been longer than that? What are we counting from? 1492 or... I don't think so, right?
So, 1776.
When we became a nation.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I thought we was here longer than that, but yeah, go ahead.
We're young. We're young. Yeah, we're young. Do you have a favorite president? A lot of people think about our presidents during this time.
Well, you know, I voted for George Bush, and I'm a Democrat.
Oh, father or son?
Son.
Oh, son. W. Okay.
I voted for him. It was my first time crossing over. You know, I voted for him. I even voted for Trump first time.
Over Hillary? Well, no. Oh, maybe not. Second time over Biden. So Hillary. Because he ran against Hillary and then Biden and then Harris.
Okay.
Yeah.
I voted for him once, but he betrayed my trust. So I didn't vote for him again.
So you voted for him over Hillary?
Must have been. It must have been.
Now, what didn't you like?
Three times?
Yeah, three times. He lost once. But if you listen to him, he hasn't lost. But that's his whole thing.
Yeah, well, the first time I didn't vote for him. But the second time, I guess I did.
The time he lost.
Yeah, okay. The time he lost. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, because he betrayed the American people's trust. And I didn't trust him after then. You know, he was just, I thought he was terrible. You know, I did. I thought he was terrible. I thought his thinking was opposite of where we had been and where we were. Now, my favorite president, Obama, of course. The whole campaign and all that, and having a picture from the Associated Press of being him holding my hand and kissing my cheek. Are you kidding me?
That's not bad. Being kissed by a president. No, that's not bad at all. That was a big deal.
It was a very big deal, and it still is, you know, because he's a temperate type of personality man. Smooth, cool, you know, you don't see him viciously attacking people and stuff like that and cussing, you know, all out of character. I mean, this man has been all out of character as far as our United States presidents. They met in Reagan. Oh my gosh, I didn't like him either.
You didn't like Reagan? Oh, a lot of people loved Reagan.
He was terrible. He started all this gathering the money for the rich. He started that. He started that. I was working trying to take care of my kids, and he just took away almost all of our benefits and everything. I was a single mother, struggling. I could not stand.
So you were not a fan of the Gipper?
No.
But how about the Father Bush? See, I thought maybe you had voted for the Father Bush, George H.W. Bush.
I did not. I really wasn't in politics then. Not really. They considered Clinton as the first black president. You know, a lot of African Americans would say that because he blew the horn and he looked out for people of color, not just blacks, but, you know, minorities and stuff like that. And I used to say, y'all better stop saying that he ain't black. He's not the first black president. And then, lo and behold, we had one that came along, you know. But And he put that on and just wore it. I'm the first black president. Yeah, right. You are. No. You are not.
Don't you think it's sad, though, that Bill Clinton, who's still with us, people don't remember him in a fond way because of his exploits in the White House? Because when you think back about it, Clinton won elections by larger margins than Obama did. Clinton made more deals with the other side than Obama did. Clinton left office with a surplus when Obama did not. Clinton did a lot of things that were very, very positive for this country, and I think had more support of the Republican Party than Obama was ever able to get. Yet, people don't look back on Clinton as fondly because of his extramarital exploits.
Well, you know, you're never forgiven. That's the problem. You're never forgiven. And when people bring up your name, that's all they remember. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, especially. But the people that they do forgive blows me away.
Yeah, some other presidents have had some extracurricular activity, that's for sure.
I met him in person, too, Bill Clinton.
Now, what'd you make of him?
He's a nice guy. I met him at the National NAACP in Charlotte, North Carolina, along with Jesse Jackson. And I shook his hand and Jesse Jackson's hand. You know, I'm the type of person that always have my hand out when I see people.
That's good.
And he shook my hand. Yeah. Nice guy.
Now, Matt, you weren't alive for a lot of this, but what are your reminiscences of some of these great presidents?
Well, the first president I was alive under would have been W. Bush, and the first president I actually remember was Barack Obama. I liked Barack Obama. I mean, I thought he did a good job. I think Bush was I don't remember Bush, truth be told, but from what I know about Bush, you know, he was a bit of a warmonger, had the warmongerish tendencies going on. We got Joe Biden, I guess. I mean, he definitely created a lot of jobs, I can say that much. Millions of jobs. Trump's got to be like bottom of the barrel, like a complete bottom.
And that's from a young guy.
I know. And that's our president. You know, right now he's involved in that whole Iran thing, which is not going very well for him.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it was pretty telling when he went to China to try to get Xi's help in putting an end to the Iran war, and then he left China telling Taiwan to not try to be independent.
and to, you know, just kind of, I don't know, Trump's doing something else. And by the way, Trump is like historically, or has been like historically friendly to Taiwan. When he was elected, I think it was the first term, before he even took office, I'm pretty sure he was on the phone with the president of Taiwan. He gave Taiwan a big arms package in his first term as well. He was working on an arms deal this term until all of a sudden he had to turn around and reinforce the One China policy because he needed China's help in ending the war. I mean, he's very ineffective.
Linda, your thoughts on Iran, President Trump, China?
Well, you know, like they say, if it's not broken, leave it alone, right? Don't be trying to fix it. I think all of our presidents who have tried to have war on the other side of the world were clueless as to the effect of the people, you know, and they're gathering together and how maybe it's not going right, but they still stick together as far as mostly as they can, these regimes and things like that. And you have to understand also that Israel and those people have been fighting for thousands of years, not just now, all back in biblical times, they were fighting. And that those two, Abraham, if anybody ever heard of Abraham in the Bible, those are his two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. Isaac was the son of promise. So that's why they think they should have that land, right? But Ishmael was, he came by the bondwoman, right? So Isaac got the promise, not Ishmael. So that has always been a conflict between them two people. Now, is Trump going to stop it? No, he's not going to stop it. It hasn't been stopped in all this time. All the presidents who have tried to stop that and bring these people together, no, it's not going to happen. Not until Christ comes back. It's not going to happen.
Jimmy Carter got the Abraham Accords. That's about it, though.
They like to fight over there. They do.
It's their history.
Yeah. They don't know anything else. No. And I don't know why, and I keep saying this since February the 28th, I don't know why people thought that Iran was a pushover country. That we were just going to go in and they were going to be, oh my goodness, we give up and the regimes were all going to go. Why would anybody think that? They control 20% of the world's oil, and that affects the world economy to a high level. Iran, they're not a pushover country. I don't know where that idea came from.
I don't either. You know, some people think that they're all that and a bag of chips until they get, you know, dealing with the wrong people. You know, those people have stand the test of time. What are you going to do? How are you going to stop them?
And they're still there today.
Yes, they are still there today.
And I don't think they're going anywhere anytime soon.
I don't either. And I don't know how you save face and just come out. We, like my husband say, we've accomplished our initiatives and we're out of there. Let's go. You know, I don't know what are they trying to prove now. I don't know. Oh, it's over, and then 2 minutes later, it's not. Oh, we're out of there. 5 minutes later, we're not.
Do you think we've accomplished anything over there at this point?
Confusion.
We're going to give them a whole lot of money.
You know, and it's baffling. Why did he have to tear up the agreement that was already in place? I understand Obama got the credit for it, and I think that was the reason why he wants to be better.
All right,
well, no one is better than the other person. We're all different, but we're all human beings. You know, so no one is higher or lower than the other. We're all people. So what are you going to do differently? But go back to the same agreement.
This is true. Do you think there's a lot of envy there, Matt, with Trump and Obama?
Yeah, I mean, I think people generally see Obama as one of the better presidents we've had in our history, at the very least in people's lifetimes. And you know, Trump is what is widely regarded as like I said, you know, bottom of the barrel. I mean, I think Trump does have this tendency to want to be loved, but I don't think he's done anything to garner any of the love that he's looking for.
Maybe he's just a guy who wants to be loved, Linda.
He's a guy that wants all the money. He's trying to catch up with, what's his name?
Oh, Elon
Musk. The trillionaire. He's trying to catch up with him, like everybody else. But it depends on a person's intentions in the very beginning, you know. And I did realize he wasn't the same guy he was the first time he was president. I did realize that. But I don't know. It seems like he wants to see us suffer. All of us, not just, you know, black people or minority groups. All of us. We're all in this together.
What do you make of the city of Marion these days?
Well, we're going through a lot of changes here in Marion. Mostly the streets and, you know, they're all tore up and raggedy and everywhere you turn. Now, I do appreciate people have jobs. I do appreciate that because people need jobs for their families. Our government is struggling because we're in a state where we don't really know how to get out of, I think. I think they're doing their best there. I think our mayor had good intentions. I like him too, so kill me. Right. Yeah, I do. I like Bill Collins.
Do you think he's popular?
I don't know. I thought he would have been. He got elected. I don't know, but you know, our elections are not very highly populated. You know, a lot of people don't come out who should come out to vote. I don't know what they're registered, but they won't come out and vote. I don't understand that part of our dynamics, but I don't know. Like I have on my show, let's pray for people. Let's pray for our city and our state and our government. Let's pray, you know, that things will change, hopefully. But some things, you know, we have to go through. God allows us to go through.
Now, I should let everybody know we will be covering the pie auction again live on WGH Radio for the third year in a row this year. That'll be Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. here on this station. That is a humdinger of an event. Linda, what's your favorite kind of pie?
I like apple pie.
That goes with America.
I like apple pie. It's my favorite.
Why do you think America is associated with apple pie?
George Washington, right? When he, that was a cherry tree,
cherry
right?
Tree. Yeah.
That's not bad either, but yeah.
He chopped down the cherry tree and then went and had apple pie.
I guess, right? But, you know, that is a fruit that is plentiful in our state, and I think it always has been. I remember being a young girl stealing cherries out of people's yard in their trees. We used to be up in people's trees stealing cherries and apples. But it was our meal. It was our breakfast, you know. But you don't see that many fruit trees anymore.
No, it's a whole different thing. Matt, what do you make of that? Did George Washington really chop down the cherry tree?
I don't think that's true, no. I mean, I think it's just a story. I mean, I don't know that for true. I don't know that for certain, but I do believe it's just a story.
Well, do you like the apple pie?
Apple pie is okay. I like cherry pie and like pumpkin pie better. Sweet potato pie is pretty good. I like that.
See, I think cherry pie is too strong. It's got a heavy duty taste to it.
Cherries have a you know, stronger stronger taste. So I mean, I like it though.
Now, I think a good apple pie is very plain, but you can warm it up, put a little whipped cream on it, or ice cream. Apple pie, a la mode.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I like to buy store-bought apple pies, and I put butter on the crust and a little bit of cinnamon and nutmeg and put it back in the oven on a low, like 300 for like 45 minutes. Boy, you talk about really good. And all that seasoning gets down in that crust, and it's kind of crunchy, too. Well, that's good.
Now, when you were a little girl, what kind of things did you do to celebrate the holidays like this? Summer, Labor Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July?
Family reunions. That was big and popular in our family. And I remember going to Cincinnati when I was about maybe 6 years old. We went and spent the weekend there, and there was a lot of people there, you know. I remember my dad coming home and said, "You all packed and all that," and us driving, you know, on the highway. Or we would go down south in Georgia, where my parents were from. for family reunions. Like, my family is gathering, you know, also this 4th of July, you know. My sister's traveling from Georgia and all that, you know, so we're getting together. Barbecue.
Now, what's your favorite thing at a 4th of July barbecue to eat?
Ribs, of course. Barbecue ribs, yeah, love them.
Now, I hear that this new smokehouse has good food. Have you heard anything about this place?
We've been there.
Oh, how was it?
101. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. They have that brisket. I had the brisket. What was that? Brisket burger?
Well, we had burgers, but there was like brisket.
Yeah, yeah, that was good. That was really good. You haven't been there yet?
No, I haven't been there yet. I was going to go on Saturday, but they had a big crowd.
Yeah, yeah, pretty good. At least that's my first impression. Haven't been back, so.
You know, that building has a little bit of a curse on it. They go through restaurants there like nobody's business.
I know. That's the third one, right?
Third one.
Wow.
What do you make of downtown Marion at this point?
I think it, for the most of it, I guess it's okay for what we do have. It seems like we have a lot of changes coming to Marion. New businesses, new apartment buildings, you know, those things are coming. So I guess we just look forward to the future, see what else is coming. I think there's some more restaurants supposed to be here, too. So a lot of changes we're going through.
What's your favorite type of decoration on the 4th?
Decorations. Always the flag. Got to have my flag out, right? Flowers. Yeah. Just being able to relax and have a good time, you know. I don't visit the fair as I used to, you know, when I was younger, but I don't have any children. I'm a grandchildren. They got their own parents now, so they, you know, cater to them. And
we got to remind everybody this year about the heat dome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, it's already in effect this morning, right? Early. Oh, my gosh.
Now, what did you hear on the news this morning about the heat dome?
I didn't. Along with Matt, didn't get up until like after 7.
Well, see, that was the lead story on the news report this morning, is that Matt did not get up on time.
I didn't even hear that. He told me.
That was number one on the news this morning. Lead story.
Yeah. It's hot, though. I mean, I'm sweating already. It's just, it's hot.
Well, I think it's a mugginess that's here in the morning.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you come back at night, oddly enough, there's a better breeze at night. I don't know what that is, but I think as night falls, the breeze starts to come.
It gets cooler at night, absolutely. Yeah.
Haven't you noticed that, Matt, that in the morning it's a little more muggy, I think, as the sun is coming up. But as the day progresses, the evenings are not as bad.
I would guess it probably has something to do with, like, the dew on the ground, and then when the sun comes up, you know, it progressively gets hotter. So, I mean, I would assume it's just the dew, and then, you know, after, like, midday, it's all gone, I guess. I don't know, but I think that it's definitely been cooler at night than it has been in the morning. The mornings have been, at the very least, very humid.
Yeah, but at night, there's a nice breeze going through here, and it doesn't seem to be like this.
Yeah, no. At night, we were sitting here yesterday in the same spot, and it felt pretty good sitting here.
And at that point, it was something like 91, 92 degrees. But the temperature was not horrible because you had this breeze blowing through here, and you were outside of the heat. And I think that dew that's on the ground does get illuminated by the sun, and the humidity picks up. But I think by the time 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock comes, that dew is long gone.
Yeah, because the sun is setting. Yeah, and the temperature changes. Yeah, it does.
So, you know, we hope everybody's able to enjoy the 4th. Now, it's a crapshoot now this year because of the heat dome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you fire off fireworks in a heat dome?
I think so. Now, I know if it's too rainy, they won't, but they've canceled that because of rain before, not too long ago. But heat dome, I don't know. They probably will. Because it's at night, so it's probably cooler.
Yeah, I think it is cooler at night. Matt, you want to run down the activities today at the fair? We've got about 6 minutes left with Linda and Matt here before the end of our broadcast. But I do want to let everybody know we'll be back tonight, 7:15 to 8 p.m. That will be a lot of fun, and we will have somebody. We'll have somebody on. a live broadcast from the Marion County Fair brought to you by Poet. And we thank Poet for their coverage of the Marion County Fair, as they have done the last 2 years. Now, we're stationed right outside the sheep barn and the dairy barn, where the cows and the lambs and all that is. Matt, with our remaining minutes, what's happening at the fair today?
All right, so bear with me. There's quite a bit of stuff happening. So at 9 a.m., I guess, so you got to get here soon if you want to attend to this.
9 a.m. was an hour. Almost
10. Oh, well, skip that, I suppose. All right, so at 10 o'clock, well, today is Kids Day, by the way, so if you come in 10 to 4 p.m., kids 12 and under get in for free, and rides open at noon. So there is that. In the Coliseum, they have, I guess, Buckeye Valley pedal tractor pulls. I don't know what a pedal tractor pull is, but hopefully that's pretty good, and that's going to be in the Coliseum. At 1 p.m. And also at 1 p.m., Guys and Gals Sheep Lead Competition in the Evers Arena North. There's going to be Beef Showmanship at 4:30 p.m. in the Evers Arena South. Beef Breeding Show in Evers Arena South at 6. Market Beef Show in Evers Arena South at 7. And also at 7, the Big Marion Rodeo.
The Rodeo. Oh, yeah, Linda. What's going on your show tomorrow? We got a little plug in here. Linda, live tomorrow, right after our show here, 10:15 to noon tomorrow.
Well, my sister's coming into town, Onita Sims, sorry. She'll be here. So she wants to be a guest on my show.
Now, she's coming in from where?
Powder Springs, Georgia.
Well, that'll be nice. A nice family reunion a couple days before the big 4th of July.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, so looking forward to that. Always looking forward to being with my family. You know, us coming together and all that. Yeah. It's usually a fun time.
So what kind of events do you have planned for the 4th with the big family reunion?
I know that we're having this big cookout. I don't, as far as the heat is concerned, I don't know, you know, how it's going to go. But sometimes we have games and badminton and stuff like that, you know, horseshoes and stuff. But it's a good old family time, you know. So we'll see how it turns out.
Might turn into a cook-in.
It might.
Well, you never know. Maybe that heat dome will have blown over by Saturday.
I really hope it's cooled down by then.
You would think by this time that we would be able to have something that would move that heat dome around a little quicker.
Oh, man thinks he can control the weather, but...
Well, we do. We do.
Somewhat.
Yeah. We'd love to do that.
Final say. God has the final say.
Maybe he could sneeze and blow that heat dome away. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, but will he?
I don't know.
You know, someone told me something very interesting that they felt that the Lord was saying that we were celebrating the wrong things and we're not going to be able to enjoy our summer like we want to.
Now, so what are we celebrating that's wrong? We got to fix this.
Wrong God. The wrong idol, the wrong icon. I'm like, really, girl? She said, yeah. He said, we will not be able to celebrate like we used to. Not this summer. Not until we get ourselves back
in the right way.
Right.
So what kind of topics do you think there'll be on your show tomorrow, Linda?
I'm afraid to say.
Oh, it's going to go everywhere.
I don't know. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that'll be a show to listen to.
Yes, because my sister goes everywhere. She's not going to stay in one spot. She's going to be all over. And Willie Harris Tap 1, that is his official day, so.
Oh, you know, when you see Willie, tell him I need to call him, but we've been at the fair. Okay. I have his phone number, and I've been meaning to call him, but with all the 4th of July activities, I haven't had a chance to. Okay. But I'm going to get him in touch and book him on the show as well.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Willie's a good guy.
He is.
Now, who was that principal at the O.J. McDuffie event? The older principal who used to be at Mark Street? He got an award that night.
I don't even remember.
I got to figure out who that guy was, because he told some funny stories that night. He's the guy who got up and said he was headed to the pawn shop with his award.
Oh, my. I don't remember who that was. I don't.
I'm going to have to get... He was funny. Oh, my goodness. And I my understanding is he used to be...
Tara might remember.
I'm going to have to pick Tara up here. Well, I think that wraps... We're down to under a minute here. All right. Well, we certainly thank Linda Sims for coming over. Linda, it's always good to see you. Matt for being here, Sean Kraft for being here, and we'll be back tonight, 7:15 to 8 p.m. from the Marion County Fair, all brought to you by Poet. Stay safe in the heat dome. For this morning, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place